This is 69, the podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. 69 has been covering the digital signage industry since the dawn of man, first online and now as a podcast. The goal on here is to make listeners aware of interesting companies, smart people, and new technology developments, all of them meaningful in making digital signage projects happen. I try to help listeners understand sometimes complicated subjects and why they should care. The podcasts are free and I try to get a new one out weekly, but things happen now and then. The 69 podcast has been gratefully sponsored and supported since the start by Jeremy Gavin and the fine folks at ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. ScreenFeed makes beautiful looking, totally automated content for signage and digital out-of-home networks. Check them out at screenfeed.com. 69 has been around since 2006, and the publication and podcast are now owned by Spectrio, which provides customer engagement solutions for business. You can find them at spectrio.com. I'm a big fan of digital signage companies that identify a niche and go after it with a lot of focus in product development, sales, and service delivery. A lot of companies are generalists who broadly do digital signage, which I think can be deadly because you're then competing mainly on price and UX. That's why I really like a company called First Arriving that is very specifically in the business of providing digital signage solutions to first responder departments and other local government agencies that have a lot of moving parts in their operations. The Richmond, Virginia company started out doing marketing services and kind of fell into adding on digital signage about 5 years ago. Now that's the main focus, and First Arriving's products and services are widely used by the people who run towards emergencies in the US and Canada. This is not just HR stuff on screens in the break-in meeting rooms of fire halls and other venues. The company has scores of integrations with the other technology and information platforms that feed into first responder operations, creating visual dashboards that give crews steadily updated on-point situational awareness to 9/11 emergencies. I also like that these guys are not just selling into that vertical market. Many of the staffers at the company are former first responders or still active as volunteers. I spoke with Dave Iannone, who founded the company and was himself, for many years, a volunteer firefighter. Dave, thank you for joining me. Can you summarize what First Arriving does and offers?
First Arriving is a company that started as a marketing company targeting public safety primarily and a few other secondary markets. And then we moved into, by chance, digital signage back in 2018 with an acquisition. And that is by far our fastest growing part of our company. And then we're building products off of that digital signage concept in the future. But essentially, we're a marketing and technology company, and now more of a technology company focused on public safety and rapidly expanding into local government as well.
Okay. So if I'm based on what I've seen on your website, the marketing stuff would have been you were doing websites and things like that for first responders?
We do a variety of things, websites. We manage a few different associations. We do recruitment videos for volunteer fire departments across the country, typically through federal funded grant programs. So a wide variety of typical things an association management or a marketing agency would do, and the websites, you know, tie into the technology piece as well as a SaaS-based business.
Hmm. How did you get into this?
I was a firefighter and a journalist, and I combined those two things when the internet started to launch a website called firehouse.com, which pre-Facebook back in the day, .com days, was the largest website for firefighters in America. And then we built some websites in law enforcement and EMS and security and other industries. So that's kind of how I got started. And we built a very large social network for firefighters in the mid-2000s. And that kind of spun into starting to do services directly for agencies as opposed to being a media company. So we kind of saw the writing on the wall with the media space specifically, especially large magazines, large websites, when Facebook came along. So we started doing direct delivery of services to manufacturers and associations and so forth.
Interesting. So you've kind of evolved as technology has evolved.
Exactly. Yep. I couldn't have told you what digital signage was 5 years ago, other than seeing it at McDonald's, you know.
Well, I'm a big fan of what you do because I consult to companies and I write about companies and I get one hell of a lot of material from companies, software companies saying, here's our stuff, here's what we do. And I look at it and go, well, you've got I'm sure your technology is fine, but it's a very general offer. And you're saying basically we do digital signage. And I, always encourage companies to find a niche and mine the hell out of it and be the guys in that niche. And you guys are kind of the poster child for that more than anybody else. If I was a first responder department of some kind, I would, you know, automatically go to you because this is what you do. This is what you know. It's not like one of the things you do.
Yeah, we definitely feel like we've got public safety and local government as our real niche. And we're starting to get into other areas. We're in a gold mine in Nevada, for example. We're in Disney World's local government. So we have a variety of different tactics and markets to serve. But we're not trying to be a consumer-focused, WYSIWYG-based digital signage platform. Our platform is kind of the opposite of that. It's all custom. We give a lot of tools to our customers to update their content. From very simple ways like Google Slides and Google Sheets to more advanced direct messaging, the ability to send broadcast alerts down to the individual dashboard itself, the individual digital sign itself, all the way to globally. So we're constantly unleashing tools to give people access to manage their content. And we have a lot of content with over 100 integrations that feeds in automatically. So a typical fire department might be using 5 or 6 or more different technology platforms, and we're able to give them a quick dashboard view of the key metrics from all of those platforms in one dashboard.
So you're pretty much staying in your lane, so to speak. And if a regional QSR came along and said, hey, could you do digital signage for us? You'd probably be saying, maybe we could, but it's not our thing.
Yeah, it depends on what their need is. But yeah, we're trying to stay in our lane and really be focused on kind of the B2B, local government, public safety space, and anything that kind of is an offshoot of that. So there's security and construction safety and a lot of different offshoots of that that'll keep us busy for a long time.
What's your installed footprint?
In terms of number of customers?
Yeah.
I think we have almost 700 customers, about 3,000 digital signs across the country and a couple in Canada as well. So the average customer has 4 or 5 dashboards in their station. In their offices, the chief's office, some in the field on tablets and desktops. So we do serve tablets and desktops. During the peak of early COVID, we gave our customers a free desktop license across the board to put in their emergency operations center so they could see what the fire departments were doing on the street and pull in other dashboards from their local government that could all be viewed in one single place. So we probably enrolled another 500 or 600 during the peak of COVID back in 2020. As a courtesy, we didn't charge customers for that at all.
That was good. I'm guessing at that number, there's still a hell of a lot of opportunity out there to sell this into all, God knows how many volunteer fire departments and formalized fire departments are out there in North America alone.
Yeah, there's 33,000 fire departments. There's just as many police departments. There's 80-some thousand local governments. So we expect, we're currently pacing for that number to double this year and likely double again next year. We really didn't have a full-time marketing staff and sales staff until just early last year. It was a bootstrap kind of operation. We acquired this on a shoestring budget from a furniture digital signage company that had built this as a kind of pet project of one guy who now works for us.
Yeah.
And, they built it. They had some clients. They'd had it for a couple of years, actually, and just they weren't familiar with the public safety market, even though they had quite a few customers. And we started reselling it. And then, somehow 3 months later, I owned it. So it was very rapid. I actually found this platform because I was looking for a digital signage company for my own fire department to just simply put photos of new members on a TV screen. So that's how I found this platform. And then just business-wise, we happened to acquire it a few months later.
So you've got an immense amount of potential growth you could see.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, we expect to be at 10,000 screens by the end of next year, and as you scale up into local government, we have quite a few local governments. The fire department might have 10, the police department might have 10, the entire local government might have 50 or 60. We're in parks departments, courts, a wide variety of different organizations, and they're all using it. At the core of it, they're all using it because all these platforms get ignored. Emails get ignored, texts get ignored. You come in for duty, you go to the TV screen, you know exactly what's going on, who's working, what events are today, what vehicles are in and out of service, what the weather is, and it constantly gets updated. chiefs can push out video messages or text messages to all the screens or to a single work site. So we try to give people access to as much information as makes sense to digest without overwhelming them.
So if I'm in a typical firehouse or EMS station or whatever those are called, what's the mix of things that you're going to see on a screen or sets of screens?
The core of it is scheduling, who's on duty, who's coming in for duty, weather, live radar we offer folks, what events are coming up, what their response times are. So they do metrics against each other in terms of how quickly they get out the door and what their typical turnout times are. Quite a few departments have a live feed of their unit status so they can see other stations. Are they on a call? Does that mean I'm more likely to get a call, for instance? And then certainly when the call comes out, it pops up on the screen. It shows a map via a platform called Esri, which is a big maps and data right. player in local government. So it displays the running route. It displays hydrants nearby. So they get a quick glance of where they're going. It shows Google Street View. So it gives them kind of a situational awareness of where they're going into and what the details are. So it's a wide variety. We have people use it from everything for where they need to be event-wise to who owes what to the house fund, you know, which is the daily meals that people mm-hmm. do at a firehouse. So they track pretty much everything. They get very creative in how they use it, for sure.
And I assume you talked about 100-plus data integrations. Having those integrations would be absolutely essential because nobody's got time to just kind of sit down and boink away at a browser and update this stuff. It's like when things are happening, they're happening, right?
Exactly. It's real time. Some of our integrations are every couple seconds, especially when you get to the volume of calls and things like that. We take data just about any way you can possibly imagine, from real-time API to nightly updated FTP CSV files. Mm-hmm. So if it's data, our general mantra is we can take it and do something with it.
And there's a lot of investment in time to figure that all out, right?
Oh, yeah. We have a fairly significant development team in-house, as well as some South American developers that we have. So it's a constant, not just maintaining the integrations, but building new ones. We're constantly adding new integrations as we onboard new customers. They actually help us with those relationships. We have a lot of customers who go to our integration partners and demand more of them to put up on our mm-hmm. screens. So that's very helpful.
Now, there would be other software companies that were feeding different functionality into these kinds of operations. Are they ever contemplating, well, we could do digital signage too, or do they kind of do what you do and stay in your lane?
I'm sure that some of them could. We have some dispatch platforms that we work with where their dashboard doesn't offer the same number of features we do. And when the call comes out, their dashboard takes over our dashboard while mm-hmm. the call is dispatched. So we have some unique relationships with that. But certainly that's, if there's ever going to be a competitor, it's going to be, there's all kinds of scheduling platforms and things like that. But our view is we're Switzerland. We want to take in everybody. So we have probably 25 different scheduling platforms. And if one of those scheduling platforms decided, hey, I want to do a dashboard, they probably would not let the other 24 in. Mm-hmm. It gives us kind of an advantage at that point. So if the fire department is using that platform now, but moves to a different one in 2 years, they don't need to, oh, I'm going to lose my dashboard also.
Right. You mentioned you're a firefighter. I believe you're a volunteer firefighter.
I was, yeah. I'm still involved administratively, but for the most part, I've been active for about 25 years as a firefighter.
Don't want to climb up ladders anymore?
No, definitely. In my youth, that was better. So,
and I find that interesting in that in most cases, I would say in digital signage, the companies are run and the technology sold by people who maybe know an industry, but are not from that industry. Like they sell into retail, they sell into QSR or whatever, but they've never been an operator. And maybe they made fries when they were a teenager or something like that. But you know, you expressly understand the space, and I get a sense from your staffing profiles that you have any number of people who are either still active in first responder communities in some way or definitely know it.
A lot of our staff are. I am. My business partner is. on the marketing side, we have quite a few people who are that. And even on the technology side, we have a sales rep who's married to a firefighter. We have multiple SMEs who are firefighters. So being able to talk the talk is a big piece of that. And as we grow, passing that education on to our new sales teams and marketing folks who don't come from that industry, because it is a very, very specific niche. So when a chief is talking to somebody, they want to know that that person understands the fire service and isn't just trying to sell them some, you know, random technology. They want to hear the use cases and understand how it's going to benefit them from a communication standpoint.
And I'm going to assume the sales cycle is fairly long for some of these just simply because they're government.
It's government, but it's also individual fire departments. It's volunteer fire departments. So I like to say we have the only SaaS-based product that people can see. That's the big benefit of digital signage. Mm-hmm. So we have customers who come and say, hey, I saw it at this other fire department. I don't need a demo. I need five of them. And the sale is done. And certainly we have very large customers, Fort Worth, San Bernardino, California, where it might be a two-year sales cycle because it's a significant capital expense, not just all the license fees and the hardware, but also the they're going to buy the TVs. They have to get them set up. They have to get the IT infrastructure involved. So it's really all over the place.
And there's RFPs and everything else, I guess, on the larger ones.
Some. We're able to sole source for a lot of reasons because because we have so many integrations that no one really has that number of integrations. So mm-hmm. we're fortunate, at least for now, not to have a big competitor who can come in the door and say, I can do A, B, and F, and X. And that's what that department needs. So we sole source quite a bit. We are starting to see more and more RFPs, especially on the local government side, certainly, that we're involved in. But I'd say RFPs are, you know, maybe 10, 15%.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed. Now, I'm not put off by the fact that you're not listening to this podcast to hear me. Just like audiences to any digital signage, you give your attention to content you find interesting or helpful. That's where my company ScreenFeed comes in. Our sole mission is to make your digital signage network more valuable by making content that is more valuable to your audience. If you'd like to drive more attention to your screens, visit ScreenFeed.com to explore the 75-plus content options we've created to do just that. And then give us a call. Now, back to the podcast.
What's the breadth of the services that you offer in the context of digital signage and kind of related to it?
Digital signage is the big thing. So certainly the typical big screen TV. We do deploy the equivalent of what shows up on the big screen TV to desktops and tablets. So we have a Chrome-based platform that can mm-hmm. deploy to those devices, whether it's PC, Mac, either way. We're starting to build some apps and some intranet style products that feed the same information, but in a different use case where you can navigate it more mm-hmm. easily and get it pushed to phones and upload documents and do some things that are beyond just pushing information, but letting them access information directly. Because again, it's all the same challenges. I want a single source of truth for all my information. But the average firefighter does not need the 10,000 foot view. They just need to see what's in their face at that moment mm-hmm. that they need. Hey, I need this document. I need to see what the weather is. I need to see who's showing up tomorrow.
So will you do you have like a professional services thing where you kind of look at the systems that this department works with and kind of match that up with the APIs that you already have and kind of build a show, so to speak, for them? Or do you say, here's the tools, you go at it?
No, we build everything. So when it comes to the APIs and things like that, that's all on us. We'll typically expand. You know, we don't really charge our customers for APIs unless it's something that only they would ever use.
Yeah.
So if someone has an existing platform and they want to add new functionality that no other department is using, if we feel there's a use case for other departments, we just roll with it. Mm-hmm. So they might want to display scheduling or their turnout time data a different way or squeeze the integration partner for some new data points that we couldn't otherwise get. And we share that around and do a good job of getting that out there to all of our other customers.
Mm-hmm. What about creating content? Do you do that?
We don't really create content. Certainly on the marketing side we do, but on the technology side, it's more about using their information. We certainly have tools and are expanding tools where we can push information at the zip code or state or national level. So national emergencies and regional emergencies. That's something that we're rolling out soon in terms of us pushing content to them.
What do you tell them about what difference this will make for them, what this is going to do for them if they're skeptical?
streamline and save them a whole rack load of time communicating. So people ignore emails, people ignore texts, or there's just too much information put at them through too many platforms, when really they just need to know this little nugget and this little nugget from those two platforms. So really it's about just the mission critical information that they need to know right now to do their jobs without having to read a 5-page document. They missed an email, they were off for a week, so they missed a memo or they missed a meeting. They have no idea what's happening with the different equipment or what's the new standard operating procedure, especially during COVID, where things are changing almost all the time in terms of SOPs and procedures and all those types of things. So that's kind of our mantra. And that's the challenge, whether it's local government or police or fire, everyone's, you know, the people who find us, everyone's challenge is exactly the same. People just aren't seeing the critical information I need them to know. And in a lot of cases, people will put the top five things from a standard operating procedure in a simple Google slide and put a QR code right on the screen that says, click here, you know, take this photo to download the rest of this document. But here's the five things you must know. And it's right there in their face with a photo, with whatever graphic, et cetera.
Is there any monetization of these screens in terms of, just in the same way there's all these integration partners we're selling stuff into firehouses. I assume there are specialty companies that make equipment and all the way up to vehicles. Do they advertise on these networks?
No, and we don't really push that. Certainly we've had people inquire about that. We are in some industry manufacturers, manufacturing facilities who ask about that. I think we generally try to stay away from that because the departments are paying us to push their information to their folks. And it's not like someone's going to stand there and watch a commercial, especially because these screens are in a bunk area or they're in the kitchen or they're in the day room where someone's already watching TV.
Right.
So the noise would just be noise, for lack of a better explanation.
I wonder though if, and I don't know what much of anything about fire departments and so on, but I assume a fire truck costs a couple of bucks, and the manufacturers of those things, they could sponsor screens going into fire halls and everything if they wanted to.
Yep, we've explored that, especially with some of our integration partners of packaging it in or essentially sponsoring it for them or just making it part of their existing relationship with them. But it's not something we've significantly focused on just yet.
So where do you think you're at in terms of the breadth of services that you provide? Are you still scratching the surface, or are you pretty much covering things off at this point?
No, I think we're still scratching the surface, especially as we talk about expanding the digital signage concept and information into other platforms like desktop and an app beyond what we're doing right now. Local government could be a market that's 10 times the scale for us, and a whole host slate of integrations, and more importantly, how those intra-agencies talk to each other. So pushing data from the fire department to the city council, so the city council office can show how many calls the fire department ran yesterday, how much overtime they used, those sorts of things. So it's about pushing information and I think long-term intaking the information and then splitting it out, parsing it out as kind of a data aggregation platform.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking outside my window and we've got a nor'easter that's coming through, and you know, there are trucks out there salting the roads and sanding, and then they'll be plowing in the whole nine yards. And I mean, that's a whole other kind of first responders, but it's same kind of thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Where are the plows? What roads need to be plowed? The dispatcher can get real-time information via the AVL in the trucks in terms of where the trucks are located. Some AVL platforms have that, some don't. So real-time status of what vehicles are broken down, what equipment is, etc.
Do you have software companies as competitors, or do you pretty much have the market on your own?
No, if you Google Google Fire Department Digital Signage or Police Digital Signage, there are certainly regular digital signage companies that are more consumer-based who have a page on their website targeting those markets, right? And so they're picking up certainly business by chance. And we find we've picked up probably a dozen customers in the last year who are using one of those standard digital signage platforms and just couldn't get the flexibility they wanted whether it was integrations or data aggregation and so forth. So they switched to us and left those companies because those companies aren't going to build the APIs, or they'll have the API tools that a third party like the fire department could do, but most of these fire departments don't have the IT bandwidth to go build a custom API. Some certainly do, and they very well may, but not the vast majority.
Yeah, I mean, you could do a basic communications channel, and with HR messaging and staffing messaging and that sort of thing. But it's what you're describing, what you guys do, is like several, many notches above that.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get an IT guy at a guy or gal at a fire department who's really gung ho and says, "Hey, I can just build this myself." But again, that's a very rare instance, and they get something super custom, but not nearly at the same speed, and where they want to add another platform. If that person leaves, they're kind of stuck.
They're poached.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the age old story of digital signage. Somebody says, "Well, I could do this. We don't have to spend money on it." That'll get them started, but it's not sustainable.
Yeah. And we don't pitch ourselves as some high dollar platform. So they're not paying thousands of dollars per screen per year, despite that's the value they're getting. Our pricing is probably similar to most digital signage platforms. And our customers are very likely to last a very long time and not switch between platforms and not leave us once they realize the value. The only time, the handful of times that someone's left us of customers over 5 years, even before we acquired it, probably 6 or 7 years, is a chief changes and he just didn't like it for some reason. Mm-hmm. Or they got it and they're not maximizing the use of it, so they don't get the value no matter how much we tell them all the different ways to use it and throw case studies at them and have all these departments singing our praises. If they don't engage with the content and update it frequently, no matter if it's us or anybody else, they're not going to find it useful.
When it comes to the volunteer departments, is it a challenge for them to find budget?
No, we're a pretty good price point. So the volunteer fire departments that have one or two stations, that's not really our main focus. We certainly have quite a few of them, but we're really going after the departments that want to have 5, 6, 7. They might have 2 or more stations. So that's kind of our real wheelhouse. And then we're starting to get into much larger agencies. Like I said earlier, Fort Worth, Palm Beach County, San Bernardino County, where we're in dozens of fire stations and there could be hundreds of boards just for that one agency.
All right. This is great. I'm a big fan of what you guys do. I love anybody who's got like a really pure focus as opposed to we do digital signage, what you need.
No, I appreciate that. We definitely, like I said, 5 years ago, the only digital signage I knew was at McDonald's. So, if you had told me 5 years ago, I probably would have laughed and been like, what? But then, once we started getting into it and realizes that the challenges we were solving for people and saving them so much time and communication, I think we got really excited and this is our big area of focus. And we've got a whole lot of investors who are interested in helping us accelerate the needle, if you will.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Dave, thank you very much. That's it for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and maybe you learned a thing or two. If you're new to 69, it's a podcast that's been around since 2016. You can click around the archive and find hundreds of conversations with smart industry people. If you're new to digital signage, you need to be reading 69 at 16-9.net. You'll find more than 8,000 posts by me and expert guest writers about this industry. 16-9 is not a press release republishing mill like a lot of this stuff out there. If something makes it on 16-9, that means it matters in some way to the business. Everything about 16-9 is free. Great sponsors make my work possible, and the key one here is ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. Check out all the curated and automated content available at screenfeed.com. 16-9, the blog, and the podcast are now owned by Spectrio, which does customer engagement solutions, most of that digital signage, for all kinds of businesses. You'll find them in the Tampa area and online at Spectrio. That's spectrio.com. You'll find me working out of a sunny back room in my house located outside Halifax, Nova Scotia, on the east coast of Canada. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.